Mrs. Aaron Bonhoff, his children missed it. And right after the parasha of Aaron, Parasha Shmini, that this parasha, so we have the ear of Hashem speaks to Aaron, especially, you get the special parasha of his host that he was able to see the capital, death of his children. We have a parasha afterwards. Wine and beer. I'll taste, don't drink, out of an echo, that you was a test. Eat of a glass of a moye, but some musu who cast a little bit of a seifan. You shouldn't drink any wine or beer when you go into the moye. Before Hashem reminds the wife after this parasha, so the mice of the Kriyokar that he mentioned the Kriyokar explained why after this parasha some of the people have a con because the purpose of wine is to be nachem by Avelim is to help the Avelim deal with their problem with the Avelis, and I might think at least let him just, you know, let him drink wine a little bit. So Ter was warning him, and even the Avlo, he can't drink the wine. The Shafusa, he won't be able to drink it. And he cannot partake in any wine or any beer and during this time. And the reason, obviously, is that Aaron, because he is still mechuyav to do the Avodah, even though he's Bavelus. He's still afraid to do the avodah, and therefore he's not allowed to partake of this wine or this beer, because he can't do the avodah when he's a little bit intoxicated by these beverages. So the pasuk continues afterwards, "Ulahavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol ben hatol ben hatol," and Chazal learned out from here also the person who drinks the beverage should not also pass from shaylas. And the pasuk continues, "V'choyrus tzeisos kol achukim shadiv Hashem alem." He had Moshe to teach Klaius all the chukim. So the pasuk in the speaking of this pasuk, the same story that the Torah is telling us that when a person should not drink wine, as Rashi says, even when a person is paskening, if it's like a certain amount of wine, he shouldn't pask from Shilas, because his mind is not clear, his mind has been affected a little bit by the wine, and the wine should not be drunk before the person wants to pasken, as Rashi says. However, the Netziv and his peers on the Torah, this is another fascinating shot over here, which gives us an insight in the Koyach of Torah, which every single Yeshiva Bacher should know, and especially going to Bein Hazmanim now, responding to the community after this Purim, and to Bein Hazmanim, because in feeling we have to take this board and apply it and use it, and focus on it for a success for a man's mind. And it's in his mind like this, that Aaron was asked to rise above the occasion. Aaron was asked now, after a terrible tragedy happened with his two children, he was asked to rise above the occasion and to continue his Avodas Hashem. And the Torah was telling him that in order to continue his Avodas Hashem, you're going to have to be in a matzav of simcha. A person's going to have to be in a matzav where he's going to be overcome the trial, the tribulation, overcome the depression, I won't be able to overcome the sadness of this matzav of the Nisav Shnei Bonov. He's going to have to go above that and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this scenario. And this is going to be a difficult avodah. And he might come to think that maybe this will be permitted to drink wine and beer. The Torah tells him, no, Yahweh Shech al taste. Wine and beverages don't drink, because it won't help. At the end of the day, drinking beer and drinking wine, he will, at the end of the day, be intoxicated and affect his avodah, that it really won't help him to be into the true matzah of simcha. Because these are only things that maybe will help forget for a second, but it won't truly make him simcha. The Torah says, I have something much greater, much stronger. That will have to be a kush, when I saw it, when I told me the Torah, well, the Holy Spirit itself says that it achieves. I have something so much more powerful that Aaron could be Isaac in. And through that, he could rise above the occasion. And that even though he dealt with such a shocking tragedy, he'll be able to withstand it and be able to be Sameach and be able to do the Avodah B'Simcha. And that is throw himself into learning. Put himself into the Indian of L'Avdo Ben HaKodesh V'Nachoyel. To go into the deep. Now I'm adding a little bit, I'm not sure all the tzivs is all this, but it's based on the tzivs. And Allah has to be in a courage of an achoyel, to go deep into the differences of the courage of an achoyel, and a Torah, and a Torah, to decipher the intricacies of Torah, to go deep into Torah. Well, the Holy Spirit said, go into Allah, Allah, Maisa, to get the depths of Torah. And through that, maybe the person can come from a level of simcha that he can even forget about the matzah of his avelos. He can leave to a matzah where he can be totally the simcha, even though suffering is such a terrible thing. And that's such a powerful word. We know that Allah says in the modern time is Baklami, that often was also to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says in my part of Dafi Dalit, and all those, that all the, that the Gemara says that in Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn Torah, that's in Baklami. person wants to get excited, he wants to get lit up, he wants to be in an ecstatic, he has to realize that that class is the class of Torah. And that has the power to transform a person into a different being. He goes from a state of tremendous sadness, tremendous depression, and he goes to a state where he's in the seventh heaven. And this is something that, we need to use. We need to use the Kodesh HaTorah. Kodesh HaTorah is a tremendous awe. Tremendous awe. It lights up the whole life. And if a person taps into that Koyach, he can, his whole being, his whole spheres could change. And this is, we've seen it. We see the famous Maisa of Shach. I once said over, Shach was in a town in the story of that. It was the Yidna Tor Baran was walking in Yerushalayim on a cold, wintry day. It was snowing in Yerushalayim. A rarity, but there was a lot of snow. And the mice, at the end of the day, he was walking down a certain street, and he saw a crazy sight of the man that was jumping around and flipping around in the snow. And he thought, you know, okay, listen, it's a time, you know, maybe there's this Meshuggah now on the street. And he came closer and closer, and he saw that it was a laser shach. And he took off his eyes, he said, he went over to the shach, he said, I'm sorry, and showed it, but I don't understand, the Shishima is flipping around in the snow, and it's saying, I wonder what's going on. So he explained to Dover, and he went over, and he said, the shach said, listen, I'm sorry, but there was nothing I could do, I felt this way, that I had to dance, and I had to jump around in the snow. What is it? He said, listen, I just came out of the Biskorov's house. When I get to the Biskorov's room, especially this time, I'm not the Simcha, I just want to dance. I'm so excited, I can't control myself. I want to dance. I want to just let myself loose. But the problem is, he said, that normally I can't do it. Normally the streets are full. People don't think I'm crazy. A lot of the men in the white jacket locked me up. But today it was snowing out. I didn't think anybody was around. So I went out and expressed my Simcha that I have. I'm just not the Simcha, I can't. So he said that, but anything I did was it. You happened to be walking down the block and he saw me, but this is weird how I feel all the time. I'm so ecstatic. That's the tears of us. The person who gets deep into the turn, understands turn in a clear way, and straightforward thinking turn, and he understands at a deep level, it can transform his whole being into a mold of the sinful that he simply just can't control himself with the sinful. This is something that we've got a clear condition of his mind. The person is in yeshiva and thinks, you know, gets into situations, difficult situations where he's not always in the most happiest mood, he gets into struggles, he has to realize the power of Torah to give some kind of present life. It's something that a person can use all year round. The person, you know, I mean, who's not looking for happiness, true happiness? The person realizes that if he learns Torah in the right way, and he thinks into it, he thinks Chaz is over, he gets a quad. As clarity and prayer can lead to a massive simcha, meet this unbelievable simcha, that his whole life will change around us. And the yisoid is here, you have to try your life, and this is the Ashrech HaBalam HaZeh. The Mishnah says, Pas Mal Toichal, B'mayram Sur Tishta, Dalas Tishan Chayfa Tichya. The Mishnah says so many things. The Mishnah says, you know, in the big office, that you should sleep on, you should eat a little bit of bread, drink a little bit of water. It's wonderful. I live a life of pain, of anxiety, physical tzar. And so the Prophet says, it's good for you in this world. I tell you what's good in the next world. There's something in the next world, understand. In this world, what's good? He's living painful. His body's racked with pain. He has no food. He's there, he's sitting on the floor, he has no place to sleep. And he has a shrek about him, how the possible. That's the Mishnah says, my father, he said, you have to try it. You have to learn a lot, you have to get it to learn. And you get to learn, a shrek about him, you're not feeling anything. Oh, this is, he's not eating too much, and he has no joy from his food. He has no joy from his drink. He has no joy from his bedding. You know, he has high time, he has no joy from anything. His life is difficult. And if he's living a life of shrek, a life of ocean happiness in this world, how is it possible? How is that the answer is that we say, because he's learning Torah. If a Torah after almost is the Mishnah. If a Torah, you'd be almost a Torah, a Shmecha Baram Zeh, you feel the ocean in this world, how is it possible? The Torah is, Torah has that clear to overcome all the struggles and all the things. The person learns Torah, and the emissary of the ocean. The Torah transforms his whole being into a different being, the aura turning and lightens his whole world. He's morally distinguished for nothing can get him depressed. And according to him, he comes to a Madrega above and beyond. Because Tuya has the Tuya to inspire a person, make similar to his life. And the Mishnah gives one tonight, as Ariel Lopez says, you gotta do it, you gotta try it. So if you think about it, if you analyze it, how is it possible, it's not possible, see, you know, dissect it, how could a person be so, there's one thing, and you can talk about dissect it, but if you tell an Eskimo that pizza is delicious, he's gonna think it's very nice. Like, you can say all you want, I don't see how it can be delicious. It's cheese, and bread, and ketchup, has a mix. The only way to get it to enjoy it is that you have to try it, and then it's the same thing. You talk to somebody about it all the time, but he doesn't try it, he doesn't throw himself into it, and then make that effort to be almost a player, and I think that he will never experience this symptom, but he's almost a player, and he wants to get clarity into it. He wants to learn straightforward and black. The superficial dove will come to that Madrega where the oratory will shine, will inspire his whole message and his whole growth. And he'll get so enjoying themselves, he won't need anything else in this world. The simcha will be amitis. He'll never have a depressed day in his life. The only simcha, this is something that